Am I being as articulate as I want to be? Am I doing the things that I want to do and saying the things that I want to say in the best way I can say them? Those are questions that we need to ask ourselves before every time we open our mouths. Hello and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing innovators in the creative, social impact, and earth conservation spaces. I also bring you ideas and techniques that you can grab and use to set goals, create, and unlock your potential for changing yourself and the world. And now let's get to the show. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Thank you so much for being here. I am super excited to talk to you about today's topic, and that is, why are speaking skills important? Why is it important to be able to speak? And I don't mean formulate the words, although that can be a thing. I mean, why is it important to be able to have your say? When are those situations that happen that you need to be able to speak up? Well, first of all, speaking skills are all about self-expression, right? Let's just call it what it is. It's about you having your say, self-expression, speaking up, saying the words. And I come back to this again and again, but remembering, what is the first thing you do when you're born? The very first thing you do. What do you think it is? Yeah, it's not scream, because you might have gone, oh, she's talking about speaking skills, she's thinking about screaming. No, first thing you do when you're born is you breathe, you inhale, and then you scream, right? You express yourself. We are born knowing we are allowed to express ourselves. And they're very primal expressions, right? The cry is not an articulated, mommy, I would like some milk, please. It's not what's going on. It's a holy crap, everything's just changed and I don't know what's going on and I'm screaming. So it's an inarticulate, very effective expression. Most of the time, the people around you when you're a baby are programmed to go, ah, let's keep that baby from crying. So that's one thing that we do. It's primal. We do it. We scream it. And over time, we sort of lose the ability to do it. Not to scream and cry, but to express ourselves. So many of us kind of go into our shells and we start thinking that we are actually not allowed to express ourselves. And the more articulate we're supposed to be sometimes, the more afraid we are of doing something wrong. Isn't that weird, right? People think that you are this expert and you're kind of going, what if I mess it up? What if I screw it up? What if I say it wrong? Oh, it's the worst. And what I've realized over time is that doing it wrong, saying it wrong, unless lives are at stake, it's okay to make mistakes, right? If lives are at stake, obviously minimize them. But I say to my clients, make marvelous mistakes. Make mistakes. You cannot help but do something new if what you do is fail first. If you fail first, fail often, fail quickly, eventually you're going to get to the thing that works. And wow, is it going to be different, unique, and innovative. And that's really cool. And the same thing has to be said for the way we speak, right? When we're born, we scream, it's primal, someone takes care of us, boom. When we develop language, and I know that there are people who are working with babies to do sign language, because vocally and the way our mouths and tongues are formed, we are not capable of making the sounds that language requires of us when we're young. We may be cognitively able to communicate, hence the sign language, but we are not vocally able or orally able to communicate as well as we need to get our point across. So when we develop language, we start it with this ba-ba-goo-goo, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, right? And that is all that we can do as babies. We cannot do language yet. And when we develop language, it's rudimentary. It's basic at best. And then as we grow, we develop better skills, and then we speak more, and then we become much more articulate. And even when we become articulate, sometimes we also don't have the confidence to have our say. So we are perfectly capable of physically forming the words and having our say, but we don't have the confidence to open our mouths and say it. So speaking skills are not just the ability to formulate and articulate what you're trying to say. Speaking skills at their base often have a level of self-awareness that you are entitled to have your say, a level of confidence that you deserve to have your say. You deserve to be able to communicate what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you want to do, all of those things. And the more we start thinking about it in those terms, the more we can build those skills. So that is an important part of all of this, right? I started this whole episode talking about why are speaking skills important? Well, at their base, it lets you bring out your ideas. It lets you bring out what you're thinking. It lets you bring out what you think should happen or might happen. If you're a planner, it's something that lets you articulate what the plan can be. If you're a doer, it lets you articulate what you're about to do. If you're someone who's trying to convince people to do something or trying to convince them to come over to your side, you need to have good speaking skills in order to do that. Now, speaking skills vary depending on what you're trying to achieve. And it's important for us to remember that as we do this communication, that the more adept we are at it, the better off we will be. And some of this has to do with vocal quality. Like, you notice I'm not talking like this. This would be very annoying after a while. Absolutely. You don't necessarily want to just physically listen to a voice that annoys you. So it behooves us all to have confident sounding voices and to be comfortable where we're speaking. Now, I have a pretty low speaking voice. And if you have a high speaking voice, there's nothing wrong with that. You can still sound delightful and articulate with a high speaking voice, no matter what, or even a super low speaking voice. What matters is your intent in what you're saying. So even if you have a very high pitched, in the movie Little Shop of Horrors, Audrey, you know, she talked like this. She said all her words like this. And it frankly, I love Ellen Green. She's an amazing actress. And her voice annoyed me. And I think that's the way she was supposed to speak. And some people might really love that kind of voice. I don't know. For me, my personal opinion is it was annoying. It was a little grating and jarring, and that's okay. That was the choices she made as an actor. So, but, and why I'm saying this is because you can modify your voice. I don't know if you know this, but how you speak can change based on where you place your voice when you speak and how comfortable you are. If you are not breathing well enough, for example, your voice is going to sound rushed and breathy and nervous sounding and apprehensive, and that does not come across as someone who is confident. So one of the first and best things you can do for yourself is to breathe. Breathe before you speak. Take a nice deep full breath and then speak. Super important. That's one thing. The next thing is be thoughtful, right? I've said this before, embrace the pause. Be thoughtful. Take a moment. If you need to, take a moment. People think often that other people will think they're dumb or stupid or unintelligent or whatever other negative word that we fill in the blank there if they take a pause. And actually, the pause is something beautiful because A, it lets you articulate better because you will have thought through your response a little bit more. And B, it lets you calm down a little bit because you're not rushing to answer. So that is another one of the ways that you can help yourself. And I keep coming back to why. Why do you need this? Because again, if you're trying to convince people of something, if you're trying to articulate a point, if you're trying to have a substantive discussion with someone in a relationship with you, whether it's romantic or a friendship, it doesn't matter, in a work situation, the better you are prepared to speak and prove your point and have your say, the more likely they will understand and value what you've said. Really, that's the way it is. The better you present it, the more likely the person you're speaking to is going to find what you say valuable. And even if they don't agree with it, at the very least, you will have given them something to think about. And I'm going to talk a lot more about those kinds of ways of speaking that will get you there. But I want you to really start thinking about, how am I speaking? Am I being as articulate as I want to be? Am I doing the things that I want to do and saying the things that I want to say in the best way I can say them? Those are questions that we need to ask ourselves before every time we open our mouths. Am I saying it the way I want to be saying it? And if you're talking with someone, look at them when you're talking and see, do their eyes look like they're understanding you? Are they wide with realization? Are they narrow with suspicion? Are they leaning towards you when you're talking? Are they leaning away from you? Are they nodding yes? Are they shaking their heads no? All of these things are telling moments for you to see if what you're saying is actually getting across. If you're trying to be helpful and they shake their head no, then maybe what you're saying is either not helpful to them in the moment or they don't get it. So you can always feel free to ask for clarification. Do you understand what I'm saying? How do you feel about what I'm saying? What do you think about what I'm saying? Those are great questions to ask if you're not sure that they understand you. Ta-da, right? And all of that becomes super important when you're trying, once again, if you're interviewing for a job, when you're trying to get a point across, all of those things take good speaking skills. And the better you are at communicating your point of view, your ideas, your notions, and your thoughts, the better chance you will have of them being well received. I hope that that gives you some ideas on why speaking skills are important. I'm going to delve a lot more into this whole thing in the coming weeks and months, because I think in order for us to innovate, in order for us to solve some of the huge problems our world is facing, we need to be looking at it from this perspective. We need to be looking at it from the perspective of working together. And how do we work together? We collaborate and we communicate. Those are crucial. So being aware that there are problems in the world that need solving is perhaps maybe step two. Step one is self-awareness, but step two is there are issues going on. Step three, I can do something about them. Step four, what can I do? Step five, develop your thoughts and your plan of action. And step six, communicate that plan of action to others to see if you can work together. And this always brings me back to my favorite quote: if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. It's a quote from Africa somewhere. I don't know the citation, or I would give it every time because I think it's brilliant. Collaborations are what makes the world go round. No one is an island. We are all in this together. We are living in a global village. We just really are, on a rock hurtling through space at thousands upon thousands of miles an hour. So we're here and we're all in it together. And the more we communicate and collaborate, the more we understand each other, the more we're going to be able to work together to address some of these pressing issues. That's how it is. Alrighty, I hope that you've enjoyed today's episode. Until next time, this is Isolde Trachtenberg reminding you, you can always book a discovery call with me. If you want some coaching around some of these communication, collaboration, and creativity things that are going on in our lives. Until next time, I remind you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you.